Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Overrule Roe versus Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court abortion opinion. That is the message coming from the Alabama Supreme Court, particularly Associate Justice Tom Parker. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, recently, in a fetal homicide case decided unanimously by the Alabama Supreme Court, Justice Tom Parker also issued a concurring special opinion in which he urged the constitutional aberration known as Roe versus Wade be overruled by the United States Supreme Court. Matt, this is a major opinion, but it's not the only one. It joins a chorus recently of other judges also criticizing Roe versus Wade.
Right. And Justice Parker, we need to remember, he's currently an associate justice with the Alabama Supreme Court. He's running for the position of chief justice. He won the primary in June and just a powerful voice for life here. But his principles are not rooted in just kind of a political ideology. They're rooted in the Constitution.
Yeah, he is someone who takes time to understand the history, the text, and the meaning of the Constitution and the statutes. He is a very principled justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He is up for election to the chief justice position of the Alabama Supreme Court, and that vote, of course, will take place next week, Tuesday. This is a case in which the Alabama Supreme Court unanimously ruled on the fetal homicide situation. It's called Jesse Phillips versus State of Alabama. And it affirmed the death penalty sentence for Jesse Phillips, a man who was convicted of capital murder for killing his wife and their unborn child known as Baby Doe. Phillips had argued that he should not get the death penalty for killing his unborn child because he said that the child was not a, quote, person, close quote, under Alabama law. But the Alabama Supreme Court unanimously rejected that argument, and they held that under Alabama law, the baby was a full person, and that, quote, the value of the life of an unborn child is no less than the value of lives of other persons,
wow,
close quote. And that is an incredible opinion, but also along with that, Justice Tom Parker issued a special concurrence in which he said, quote, I urge the United States Supreme Court to overrule this increasingly isolated exception to the rights of unborn children, close quote.
You know, and he also said, it is my hope and prayer that the Supreme Court will take note of the crescendoing chorus of the laws of the states in which unborn children are given full legal protection and allow the states to recognize and defend the inalienable right to life possessed by every unborn child, even when that right must trump the right of a woman to obtain an abortion.
Yeah,
amen.
He talked about
wow,
the continued
awesome
legal anomaly and logical fallacy that is Roe versus Wade. And he's referring to this in several ways. Obviously, medically, it's clearly documented that life begins at conception. Scientifically, there's no debate there. Moreover, in all the other areas of law, the areas of law such as this in criminal law, mm-hmm, civil law, if you have a private lawsuit, for example, and you sue for damages for an injury, estate planning, and wills, so many different areas, probate, you have the recognition of the child as a person. And here, like in this case, it's not isolated just to Alabama. You kill a woman who is carrying a child and kill the child, you get charged with a double homicide.
Yeah.
Remember years ago,
there's a federal law,
California, yeah, that same thing happened with a man who killed his pregnant wife. He got charged with double homicide. If you injure a person and don't kill them and injure the baby in the womb, you can also be sued for civil damages. If you have a person who dies and leaves an estate or will, and there's a person who is alive who is carrying a child, that child has legal rights to the estate, to the will, to the disposition of that person's belongings and possessions, just like anyone else who's outside of the womb. And so this is the island that he's talking about. That Roe versus Wade is kind of like on a shrinking island by itself. It's being eaten away, has been eaten away by science. That's happened a long time ago. The rest of the country, in terms of the laws in criminal, civil, estates, probate, guardianship, all of that is eating away, and that island is becoming smaller and smaller.
And it's even federal law. You'll recall back in 2004, I think it was, the Unborn Victims of Violence Act called Lacey and Connor's Law, President Bush signed into law, which would make it a crime, basically homicide, if a unborn child was killed in the commission of a crime. But something that, Matt, that Justice Parker said here, he said, we affirm once again that unborn children are persons with value and dignity equal to that of all persons. You got to focus on that for a minute, because that really is above and beyond overturning Roe v. Wade, isn't it? Because if they're a person, there are constitutional rights inherent with that. If Roe v. Wade were overturned, it would just send it back to the states, where some states would have abortion laws allowing abortion. But the 14th Amendment would apply to equal protection if it's determined that, in fact, constitutionally, unborn children are persons. Yeah, that could outlaw abortion in every state.
Just as people would be up in arms if you said that one state can have slavery and another state can't. Exactly. And as Abraham Lincoln said, we can't be half slave and half free. If we are going to be the United States of America on these fundamental issues that literally transcend borders, you know, these fundamental issues of life transcend borders. The sanctity of human life predated the formation of the United States, the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution. It's not bordered in, cabined in by a state borderline. It's universal. It's transcendent. Just like you can't have the United States of America with half free and half slave, you can't have the United States of America with half or some killing innocent children, engaging in slaughter, genocide of innocent children, and the other parts saying no. It is not a state's right issue. There's a lot of things that are states' rights, the rights of states, and the federal government has no jurisdiction over it. But life is not the right of anyone to take. It's not the right of the state to say, in our state, we don't value the innocent children, and we're going to slaughter them. You know, how would people think if you divided up in a checkerboard half free, half slave? How would people think if you divided up in a checkerboard the United States and say, you don't even have the right to life until 2 years of age, so you can engage in infanticide? We wouldn't stand for that. These are innocent children made in the image of God, and they are persons from the moment of conception. So you're right, Matt. It's one thing to overturn Roe versus Wade. It's another thing after that to also then acknowledge that the 14th Amendment includes that you cannot have your life deprived. The state cannot take your life, your liberty, or your property without due process of law.
That's right. And if unborn persons are persons, and they are scientifically, it's unequivocal, it's indisputable, they're just in a different stage of development in life, they are absolutely persons with all, you know, with DNA and chromosomes and heartbeats and brain cells. And then they're persons. They have all the rights inherent, God-given rights. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hard to have liberty and the pursuit of happiness if your life is snuffed out.
Yeah, the right to life is the right of all rights. And by the way, this recent Alabama decision is not the only course. Just a few months ago, on August 22, in the case of West Alabama Women's Center versus Williamson, the Federal Court of Appeals called Roe versus Wade an aberration of constitutional law. And one of the judges in that case, Judge Dubina, also wrote separately saying that the Supreme Court's, quote, abortion jurisprudence has no basis in the Constitution.
Wow.
just a matter of time when Roe versus Wade will be overturned. Pray for that day to come quicker. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Pray for Liberty Counsel. Visit our online store and support Liberty Counsel regularly with your pledge and monthly donation. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.